words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Welcome to another program with Truths to Live By, a ministry of Harriman Baptist Tabernacle in Harriman, Tennessee. You're listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. I pray we would be a blessing to you today. With our Bibles open today to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 12, we begin our look into things which are provided for us in this spiritual wealth which is from God our Savior. So go with me to the Lord in prayer and find 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 12. Father, Lord, I love you and I thank you for your grace in my life. Thank you for the goodness of the Lord in leading me to repentance, to the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness. Thank you for saving a wretch like me. I pray now for this time in the Word of God that you would bless it and you would use it for your glory and honor. Strengthen the saints, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Our Bible is open to 1 Corinthians 2, verse number 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man, for who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Now we have looked previously at things which are prepared for us. And the Spirit of God reveals to us that which is ours in Christ and what great riches belong to the people of God. But now we see today things God has provided. First, a spiritual deposit, verse number 12. Secondly, a spiritual direction, verse number 13. And thirdly, a spiritual discernment, verses 14 through 16. Back to verse 12, what is the spiritual deposit, that which God has provided for us? It is His own Spirit. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. We have not that worldly wise and worldly wicked spirit of this old world, the sinful world, the world system, which is orderly arranged by Satan, the little god of this world, orderly arranged against God Almighty and His precious Word. That is not the Spirit that we have, but we have the Spirit which is from God. Consider Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. We have the Spirit of God as the earnest of our inheritance. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise, indwelt by the same Spirit. He has been divinely deposited from the Father through Christ into our hearts. As a result of this spiritual and supernatural work, we experience divine illumination, continuing in verse 12, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Our understanding then of spiritual things comes from the Spirit of God, and He is given unto us, and He keeps us from error and brings us into the truth. Compare with 1 John chapter 2, verses 18 through 28. Now, we look to our spiritual direction. Verse number 13. The Holy Ghost teaches us according to His divine wisdom, and He leads us into that which is written in the Holy Scriptures. Compare with John 16, verses 13 through 15. Here we find which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Now, of course, Paul is writing here concerning inspiration and the completion of the New Testament, but with this comes the Spirit of God helping, teaching, guiding God's believer into the truth. So Paul says, we speak, the apostles, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. He is pointing to divine inspiration. Thus the saints are given and deposited, provided with a spiritual direction, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. We have the Spirit of God, not the spirit of this world. Now, verses 14 through 16, our spiritual discernment. Paul mentions two types of men, the natural man and the spiritual man. We're going to see in chapter 3, the Lord willing, the carnal man. Now here is a man classified under the spiritual, those that have been born again. You can either be spiritual or carnal. There's a high price to pay for those who would be carnal. At the judgment seat of Christ, their works will all be burned up. But back to the natural man, verse number 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Here is the barrenness of the natural mind. A natural man with a natural mind is an unregenerate creature. He or she is someone who has not been born again. They do not have God's divine nature implanted in their bosom, nor imparted into their life. Man, apart from God's work of revelation, has not and will never receive the things of the Lord. Man, apart from God, is spiritually barren and empty. Every man without Christ is spiritually bankrupt. The barrenness of the natural mind. But note the boldness of the natural mind. For they are foolishness unto him. Foolishness. That is, again, the same word as in 1 Corinthians, they consider the things of God to be silliness and stupidity. In the eyes of the sinner, whose heart is depraved, whose heart is hostile toward God, he views in his natural mind the things of God as absurdity. And he goes on brazen and bold in his sinful rejection of Christ. Many a sinner has faced God the Holy Spirit in a service or during a witness from a believer boldly and shamelessly, and they reject Christ, maintain their stubborn rejection of Christ Jesus our Lord, for the things of God are foolishness, silly and stupid unto them. They reject God's work of revelation, that is, where the Spirit of God opens their heart and shows them their condition by the Word of God. But then he goes on to say, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. And here we have the blindness of the natural mind. The natural mind is spiritually blind, lacking spiritual reason and ability to discern and receive the things of God. Here is just another instance of why the power of God is an absolute necessity if men should be regenerated upon hearing the preaching of the cross. The Spirit's work of conviction brings God's scriptural revelation before the mind and heart of the sinner. The Holy Ghost illuminates the Word of God. The light of the gospel shines into the blinded eyes, minds, and hearts of the unregenerate. Compare with 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 through 6. Therefore, without spiritual revelation from the Holy Ghost, the natural man will never know the things of God. Every sinner has the ability and responsibility to respond to God's dealings with him in repentance and faith, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. But he cannot do so till the Holy Ghost has reproved him of his sin, of his righteousness, of his judgment, opening his eyes, opening his heart, and the light of God shines in. There is an awakening of the mind, of the heart. Man now sees his sinful condition before God, and there is now an awareness. He has the truth of God made known unto him. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, Jesus said. It takes the drawing work and power of God's Holy Spirit in order for sinners to be saved. Why? Because the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. We thank you for making this ministry a part of your day. And in closing, we want to point you to the words of our Lord in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. He answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And truly, it is written. God's Word, every word, presents us with truths to live by. You've been listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. Please send all correspondence to Truths to Live By, P.O. Box 575, Harriman, Tennessee 37748. Or you can email us at bmarkcooley@gmail.com. And finally, brethren, pray for us.